Newcastle, and there's only been one reported bird strike at this airport. I think we're having other bird strikes, and people aren't reporting it like they should. And that's something maybe the pilot group can help out with, is getting the word out that, you know, it helps everybody if you do hit a bird to report it. You know, deer have been an issue out here for a long time. You know, deer isn't the only animals that we have out here. You know, we got the birds and some other things, but back up until about 5 years ago, we didn't have a fence around the airport, so there's really not a whole lot you could do to control the deer population. And we put the fence up, but there was three gaps in the fence for about 3,000 feet, you know, all of it in the woods where we didn't have fence, so it didn't make a whole lot of sense to do anything at that time, you know, until we got the rest of the fence built. You know, we built 1028, we exposed the gaps in the fence, and we had a project to complete the fence. We finished that summer of 2009. In September of 2009, I had the wildlife specialist from the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service from the USDA, you know, whose charter it is to protect public property from wildlife damage. And one of their areas they work on is airports. You know, they're experts at wildlife management at airports. In fact, the guys that came here have a contract at BWI to do their wildlife management. They came out here and did a one-day assessment for us. They got here before the sun came up and stayed all day, and then, you know, left after the sun went down, so they kind of got a good look at everything. They did a wildlife inventory for us. You know, some of the birds and stuff I'm sure got counted more than once, but you know, they counted all the critters they could find out here. You know, a bunch of deer, you know, hundreds of geese, some foxes. You know, they didn't see the turtle that we got living out here in the culvert that's about this big. You know, but they did that for us. And then they also proposed a wildlife management program for us. You know, things that would include deer harvesting, managing the birds, you know, things like the air cannons, and, you know, taking care of the goose nests that are out here, you know, some of the other bird problems. It would also include training some of our people, you know, the guys that are out here cutting the grass, and that, you know, they see a dead bird by the side of the runway. You know, what do you do with that? You know, what do I do with it? Habitat management, you know, things like, you know, what kinds of grass should we really have out there in the infield? How tall should it be? You know, what things are attracting the birds? You know, the other thing they did while they were here was they looked at all the areas in the fence where the deer were getting under, and we've fixed a lot of those areas, put the, you know, the rebars and stuff in there so that the deer aren't getting in those areas. But obviously, not all of that is working right now. So they proposed a program, you know, back in late 2009, and we've yet to accept that from them. But you know, like I said, we've done things like fix the areas in the fence. Also looking at other things we can do on our own with the geese that we have out there. You can go out and harass the geese with a laser pointer, and that's supposed to drive them away. I tried that a couple weeks ago. You can't see the laser pointer in the daytime, you know. But it was a sunny day. I haven't been out on a cloudy day. The other thing that we've done is we had a deer roundup. Susan and I and our security guard went out there in a couple of vehicles, and you know, we opened the gate over on the far side by 2-2, and we actually got about 25 deer to eventually go out through the gate. You know, we're going to do the same thing again when the ground dries up out there. You know, we're kind of looking at, you know, the whole. Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
But I mean, it served
it
a purpose.
The diversity to the job, right?
Sure did.
Like I said, I mean, they all live down in that wooded area by the state police. You know, because they can get into they're getting in somehow very easily. You know, they've got a place to live where they feel comfortable and safe, and they're